Give me Mr. Fillmore, you?
Yes, Mr. Benson.
Hello.
Bill, what about the report of our Veterans Committee?
Gee, well, just reading UPI says a Blue Ribbon Presidents Committee today recommended that 6 of the 11 hospitals proposed for closing by the Veterans Administration be kept open. Senator Milton Young, a member of the committee, said his group also recommended that 2 of the 4 old soldiers' homes scheduled for closure be kept in operation, that there be a VA regional hospital office in each state. Well, number one, I think it was only they recommended four. I thought they only recommended 4 of the 11 be kept open.
No, they recommended a bunch of them. I just got his recommendation. That's damn fool thing. I thought that, have you seen it or not seen it?
No, sir. I talked to Jake and Marvin about it, and at that time, they were recommending that, four, this was about noon, recommending that 4 be closed. And
well, the affairs except the committee was the opinion that the hospitals at Bath, Castle Point, Grand Junction, Lincoln, and Miles City remain open. That's 5. The domiciliaries at Bath and White City remain open. That's 7. The regional offices in 8 states which have only one office.
Well, I think that number one, Teague has really double-crossed us, not only on that, but on the fact that he went up there this afternoon on the floor of the House to get that whole $23 million put back into the appropriations. This is what I was really fighting with him about around 1 or so. It was very tough with him. As Marvin will tell you, told him that I thought he double-crossed us. And he said, well, they were doing that to try to protect us. Here's the UPI report just came in. The House, meantime, added $23.5 million to the Veterans Administration money bill to finance possible operation of any or all the hospitals and regional offices. Sponsor of the move said it did not mean that President Johnson's closing order would be vacated. They said it meant only that the money would be there to keep the installations open in the event it was decided to retain some or all of them. Well, that's what I got Teague to go back out on the floor and say, and told him he had at least to give us that qualification, and he said, well, he would, and go back out there to do it. It's a UPI. Hospitals which the committee proposed be kept open despite the VA's plans, including those at Miles City, Castle Point, Grand Junction, Bath, Fort Baird, and Lincoln. Now, when I was talking to Marvin and Jake at lunch, the only ones that they had recommended to be kept open were Miles City, Castle Point.
Where is Castle Point?
It's in New York. Lincoln, Bath, and Grand Junction. Now, that's 5.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't have Fort Baird in there on that list.
We haven't got Fort Baird on here either.
No, sir. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, Jake told me that he could have gotten Lincoln closed if he had called Grunther last night, but that Ted Connell had assured him that Grunther would vote right. Well, he voted wrong this morning. And we should have had Lincoln voted to be closed. And I suggested to Jake that I asked him if he couldn't call Prettyman back and get him to meet again to vote that Lincoln be closed. And he said he was sure that he could. It only requires one vote to be changed. It was a 5-4 vote to open Lincoln. One vote change would have been 5-4 to close it. And I still think we ought to do that. The other 4, therefore, would have been exactly about where we thought we should have come out in the beginning. I expressed great disappointment over the fact that 8 of the 17 regional offices would be kept open, but Driver says he is quite prepared to live with that because they would be open only tentatively and they would be phased out in a rather short period of time. On the old soldiers' home, I was quite surprised to find White City in there, although I expected Bath to be in there. The committee voted yesterday to keep the old soldiers' home open at Bath and to close the hospital. Then they voted again this morning that since they were going to keep the old soldiers' home open, they might as well keep the hospital open too. And we could have stopped that, I think.
just didn't have the leadership on the committee and nobody telling us what they're doing, or?
Part of both.
Looks like me, Ted Connell, got in this and screwed us.
Well, I told Tiger that I thought he'd just pull the rug right out from under the president. And furthermore, the fact that they are out talking this afternoon limits the freedom that we have to reverse some of these decisions. I still think we ought to try to do it. I think, for example, we ought to go back and try to...
I don't think you can. I've got a letter signed by Predeman reporting it.
No.
And says it's all unanimous. Said, dear Mr. President, special committee this morning concluded this session. Its formal report's been inaugurated and will be presented in due course. In the meantime, we advise you the committee decided to approve the recommendation. Administrative Veterans Affairs accepted that the committee was of the opinion the hospitals at Bath, Castle Point, Grand Junction, Lincoln, Wild City remain open, that the facilities at Bath and White City remain open. Regional offices in 8 states which presently have only one remain open. These states are Alaska, Delaware, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming.
Does that letter mention Fort Bayard?
No.
Well, that should come out. On the hospitals, then, I don't believe we're in bad shape, Mr. President.
Well, they tell me this one at Lincoln is right next to one at 60 miles.
Except the driver does say on Lincoln it'll cost $4 million. This is what I heard at lunch. It costs $4 million to keep it open, additional $4 million.
Who was voting with us and who was voting against us? You ever have any idea? Did we have anybody in there?
Voting with us were Russell, Long, Jack Gleason. God, I saw the list, but
did John Hopkins' band ever vote with us?
Voted with us, yes.
Mayo man?
Yes, sir. Those four were consistently with us. Young and Teague and the others voted against us. I still think that
Gunther was against us all the time, huh?
Yes, sir. I still think that we might can find some reason due to the cost to close Lincoln down anyway. But a very strong case, according to Driver, can be made against keeping that open. A dramatic case that is in a category on its own.
I don't think you can, Bill, after the committee makes a unanimous report. I can't take them on. We just didn't name the committee right. I felt that Teague would be fair with us. He told me a couple of hospitals. But it's just a load we've got to take. It's a minor one compared to the other things. Now, what really disturbs me is that Puerto Rican, the newspaper man, is told Bosch that Richard Goodwin called from the White House and said we didn't know what to do and we were very worried and wanted him to get some information and so forth. And I see if Dick has called anybody and get the facts in a nice, quiet way, because you can imagine I can't talk to him. He has no authority to call anybody.
Who is he? Who is he alleged to have called?
Somebody in Puerto Rico.
And I will check and
tell him to please be careful not to call anybody on this. He got in that problem once before, you know, and he'll be the big subject of debate and everything. And just tell him to stay in the background and not be calling anybody. See who he called and get the time of the call and so forth. And I guess you ought to talk to him before I ask the operator if he placed the call, because he must have. Bosch is telling him. And it's just going to be awfully dangerous.
Well, let me check right quick on that. And
call me back to my home and ask him why they didn't. Please don't do it anymore and not call any human about it.
All right.
Waiting.